The Day Jam Master Jay Died. 1. Woke, unsure how to pay rent. Check hadn't come in from county. Too many months living like artists with no net to break the fall. Went to my brother's class at Kelvin Park. Taught Luis Rodriguez in freshman honors. 2 poems about neighborhood folk. 1, heroin-addicted guitar player, and the other man, angry in Humboldt Park, killing a car. Gave a reading at Wright College. Theater full of aging teens and faculty. After the set, this skinny white kid comes over. Gives me props for a poem about graph writers. I ask if he writes. Elotes, he says. No shit, I say. I've been digging you for years over red and brown line tracks. First seen you up at that truck at Chicago and Halstead. That's me, he says. 8, with Ibu downtown near Loyola. He lectures to a class of grad students about discovery and inheritance. He is brilliant in describing our engagement with modernity. We encounter the vastness of cultural practice and build bridges back home, he says. I think of Isabel, young writer at Kelvin Park, bindi between her eyebrows, picture of Lady Guadalupe in her notebook. She reads the Bhagavad Gita in Spanish with her aunt who teaches yoga at the church, and I tell this class my path back to Judaism was paved in breakbeats. Walk to the train, get home, call my girl. She lives in Brooklyn. On my bed, she tells me, Jam Master Jay was shot. His head spilled under the control panels of his studio in Queens. It's fucked up, she said. It's fucked up, I said. Said we'd talk tomorrow. Hung up, and my apartment was silent, like there was no music in my apartment. My apartment was silent like my childhood. Memories silenced tonight, like the music. 2. Chuck D said John Lennon was killed today, and I miss Pac and Big more than ever. I am Holden Caulfield watching Hope break in the stalls of public bathrooms. I am Pete Rock and CL Smooth reminiscing over the fallen body of B-Boy Trouble T-Roy and dying hip-hop birth sites falling wayside to the pounding beats of green-fisted real estate agents and the hard crack rock drug wars America wages on her children creating culture with turntables. We have been here before. And I want Scott LaRock back to break up all this violence. I want Big L to throw a peace sign up in the air and Dream and Ramon and all the other graffiti artists killed in the line of their calling to come back and bomb the World Trade Center with the biggest streaked wild styles the sky has ever seen. A mural for the forgotten spray painted on the clouds, a gold chain cast across the sun, a single shell toe held up in the air. It was Jam Master Jay who introduced me to the culture. Who soothed me over the bridge of whiteness and rock. It was his cool lean, arms wrapped around chest, head back in black fedora, no laces in his Adidas. He stole electricity to light the block parties. Reparations for all the stars exploded before he could play the last song they requested. He'd send shine beams on vinyl into the distant homes of the sun-starved and let us bask in his light, scratching scarce sounds found digging in the landfills of America's sonic consciousness. I'm not lying, y'all. He's the best I know. And if I lie, my nose would grow like the little wooden boy named Pinocchio. And you all know how the story goes. Tricks up for kids, he plays much gigs. He's the big bad wolf and knows the 3 pigs. He's the big bad wolf in your neighborhood. Not bad meaning bad, but bad meaning. Not bad meaning bad, but bad meaning. It's not bad meaning. It's not bad meaning. It's not.